It's Tuesday, February 13th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. Heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Western mainstream media outlets are providing North Korea with the most glowing and positive news coverage during the Olympics. National Review provides a list of stories from Reuters, The Washington Post, The New York Times, AP, and ABC News that have gone out of their way to commend the brutal dictatorship. In the book Eyes of the Tailless Animals, eyewitness Soon Ok Lee reports that she saw Christians in North Korean prison camps trampled to death by order of prison guards, drowned in tanks of human feces, and tortured to death with molten metals poured over them. Hebrews 13:3 says, "Remember those who are in prison, as though in prison with them, and those who are mistreated, since you also are in the body." American missionary Andrew Brunson recently penned a letter to his wife and said that he could not, quote, "bear the thought of growing old without her," end quote, as he suffers in a Turkish prison. The Worldview spoke to Cece Heil, executive senior counsel at the ACLJ, about the Brunson case. She said that prison has taken a huge toll on him.
As you can imagine, I'm sure Pastor Brunson, any prison would not be a good situation for an innocent person. Being in a foreign country in Turkey, I'm sure that Pastor Brunson sitting in prison for over a year, almost a year and a half, it just has to be wearing on him, not only physically, but emotionally and mentally as well. I can't imagine the wear and the pressure and the concern that it causes for him.
Heil also shared the most pressing prayer requests regarding Brunson's case.
Praying for justice in this matter and that he would be released quickly back to his family. Praying just against discouragement and hopelessness. His most recent letter to Noreen stated, his wife, "I love you and can't handle the thought of growing old in this place without you." He's separated from his wife. He's separated from his three children.
Pray for a meeting between Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, Turkish President Recep Erdogan, and the Turkish Foreign Minister taking place later this week. A Christian teacher in the UK was fired for answering a question regarding her views of homosexuality in a classroom. Recently, Svetlana Powell lost her appeal at the Employment Tribunal. According to details of the case as presented by the Christian Legal Center, Powell told the student that homosexuality was against God's will, but God loves everybody anyway. When asked about hell, the Christian teacher refused to acknowledge God's judgment. However, she still lost her position with the government-funded academy. Pacific Lutheran University in Tacoma, Washington, is teaming up with Planned Parenthood this March for an event intended to promote abortion. Sponsored by the school's theater department, it will present abortion in a positive light, quote, "allowing women to tell their stories," end quote, of how they ended the lives of their babies. Pacific Lutheran is especially known for its Genocide and Holocaust Studies program. Jesus said, "Woe to you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you build the tombs of the prophets and adorn the monuments of the righteous, and say, if we had lived in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Therefore, you are witnesses against yourselves, serpents, brood of vipers. How can you escape the condemnation of hell?" Matthew 23:29-33. A pro-life bill was approved yesterday in the Idaho Senate State Affairs Committee that would require a woman undergoing chemical abortions to be given information concerning the availability of reversal procedures. The same bill requires doctors to, quote, "inform patients about the availability of ultrasound to observe the unborn child's heartbeat monitoring," end quote. Senate Bill 1243 now heads to the full Idaho Senate for consideration. Cape Town, South Africa is in the middle of its worst drought in almost 100 years. Thankfully, over the weekend, the city received almost half an inch of rain. In August of last year, the South African legislature in Cape Town legalized marriage for those living in unnatural relations with one another. It was the first nation in Africa to adopt faux homosexual marriage. President Donald Trump's two-year spending plan was approved by Congress by a vote of 240 to 186 on Friday. 73 Democrats voted for the bill, and 67 Republicans voted against it. Trading Economics estimates the United States debt-to-GDP ratio to climb from 105% to 109% with President Trump's proposed deficits. This puts America next to Greece, Italy, Mozambique, and Japan as the countries with the highest debt in the world. President Barack Obama's last proposed budget represented a spending increase of 5%. President Donald Trump's 2019 budget represents an increase in spending of 7.3%. Obama's last deficit on the 2017 budget was $666 billion. Trump's budget, by contrast, is estimated to produce about $1 trillion in deficit spending. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, February 13th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.